Welcome to the Doing Business in English podcast. I'm your host, Chrisia, and I'm going to share with you tips, advice, and conversations to help you improve your business English. Let's get started. So this is episode one of the Doing Business in English podcast, and I'm going to talk today about how small changes in your mindset can really help you to improve your English. So I've been teaching for years, and one of the most important lessons I've learned is that for people to actually improve, there needs to be a shift in mindset. Many people are stuck and have been for a long time when it comes to their English. And what they've realized is that grammar, vocabulary, going to English classes and doing lots of courses doesn't change that stuck feeling. What actually changes it is a shift in mindset. So today I'm sharing five mindset tips. And if you want to download the notes for this, you don't have to write everything. I have some summary notes for you at lightningenglish.com/tips. So you join my mailing list and you'll get a free PDF with those notes on it. I'll put the link to this in the show notes. So the first tip that I have for you for changing your mindset is to think of English as a tool and not as a goal. I know a lot of you out there are thinking, okay, I have a goal for my English. I want to have perfect English, or I want to be better at English, or I want to be fluent. That isn't really what you should be going for. What I want you to do is focus on what you want to be able to do in English, like, and be specific, okay? So, for example, if you're thinking about your business English and you want to be able to have meetings with potential clients, or maybe you want to ask questions at the quarterly meeting, you want to be able to answer the phone when international contacts call you. I know I've spoken to a lot of people who, when they look at their phone that's ringing and they see that the person who's calling doesn't speak their native language, they just let it go to voicemail. If that's you and you don't want to be in that position anymore, then that's a really good thing to really think about and focus on as one of your goals. Think about what you want to be able to do. Your goal then would be to be able to answer the phone in English when an international contact calls. Maybe you have a colleague at work from another country who doesn't speak your language, or maybe they do, but you want to be able to speak to them, have a chat over lunch in English. That might be your goal. Maybe you want to take part in conversations in English on social media, or maybe in your personal life, you want to be able to use an online dating app in English. Whatever you want, make a whole list of all of the things that you want to be able to do and work towards those things. English is the tool, but the goal is to be able to ask questions, or the goal would be to have a conversation with your foreign colleague. The goal isn't to have perfect English or to be fluent in English. The goal is to be able to have that conversation or answer the phone or speak up in a meeting. So think of that as your goal. English is the tool. Your goal is something else. The second mindset tip that I have for you today is to focus on the message and not on the language. So every time you have a conversation with someone or send an email or whatever it is that you're doing to communicate, it's because you have something to say. If you are having conversations so you can practice your English, that's not a real conversation. So every time that you're using English, I want you to make sure that you actually have something to say. Don't just have conversations for the sake of practicing your English. One thing that you can do is to focus on the information that you have that will be useful to the person you're speaking to or writing to, or the information that they have that you need. If you're focused on that information and not on the English, then it's much easier to get the motivation to use your English, because it's more important to get that information or to share that information. And the more important and necessary this information is to share, the less important the language is. We can always think of the example of someone in a foreign country. If you have to go to the bathroom, you will always find a way to communicate, because that is something that's really, really important. And so the language becomes completely irrelevant in that case. So ask yourself, what information do I have that other people need? And where are the people who want this information? And then find those people, go to that place and share that information. let me give you an example. This is totally not work related, but say, for example, you've managed to get your baby to sleep through the night within the first 6 months. First of all, let me say congratulations. But I guarantee that there are people in an English speaking parenting group who would want to hear about that. And they don't care what your English is like. Another example in a business environment is that if your company can supply a client with exactly what they need, they want to hear from you. Your English is not the top priority there. Getting them that information in a way that they can understand it is the most important thing. So once again, point number two is focus on the message, not on the language. My tip number three is to include English in your daily life. So for many people, when they think of improving their English, they think about classes or courses or things like that. I prefer to suggest that you make sure that improving your English is something that you're constantly doing. You should be doing things to improve your English on a daily basis. In fact, multiple times a day. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, you can look around at the things that you already do on a daily basis and then start thinking, which of these things can I do in English? And so the less like hard work it is, the better it is. So I have some suggestions for you. Let's think about making a shopping list. We keep a shopping list of all the things that we need to buy at the store. What if your shopping list was in English? That would force you multiple times a day before you write something on the list to switch your brain into English. If you write a journal or something every day, I highly recommend, this is in fact one of my top recommendations for improving your English, is to start keeping a journal in English. And it means just writing for 5 minutes a day and just, you know, free writing for 5 minutes in English. You can get a guide to how to start your English journal at lightningenglish.com/journal. And I'll take you step by step through this journaling process and give you some suggestions for what you can start writing about. But writing a journal daily in English is a really, really good exercise that gets your brain thinking in English. It gets you starting to expand your topics of what you're willing and able to talk about in English. And just to get the words that you need for your everyday things, writing a journal is fantastic for this. Another thing that you can do to include English in your daily life is to join some Facebook groups. And I don't mean the English learning Facebook groups. Yeah, there are some great ones out there, but I'm talking about things like interest-related Facebook groups. If you're interested in cooking, for example, or dancing, or parenting, or if you have a favorite movie, you can join the fan pages for that movie. These Facebook groups will have information that you're interested in, and they'll give you a reason to focus on the message and not on the language. You'll be talking about something you're interested in, and so it'll be more important to get that point across than to think about, oh, is my English perfect? Another thing that you can do is to go to physical classes in English. For a while, I lived in Spain, a short time, and I needed to learn Spanish. And the thought of going to a Spanish class was totally unappealing to me. Some of you may not know this, but I'm a lazy language learner. I don't like studying grammar. I don't like learning vocabulary. And I actually hate language classes, which is ironic because I'm an English teacher. So I lived in Spain for a short time and I needed to learn Spanish. And so instead of going to Spanish classes, I joined a cooking class. I signed up for this free cooking class at a community center in the neighborhood. And I started learning to cook in Spanish. So the first time I went, I understood nothing. Everyone was introducing themselves and telling everyone about, you know, where they were, where they lived and stuff. So I just listened to everyone and I kind of copied what they did. People were very patient with me because the focus was on the cooking. Because we were doing this class together, I could see the ingredients. I could point to things. People could tell me what they were. And by the end of this, I think it was 2 months of cooking classes, I was able to have conversations about cooking. I was able to do grocery shopping in Spanish. But the most important thing is while we were cooking, we were talking about things. And I began to be able to have comfortable, easy conversations with people about the basics. I know you're way beyond this point in English, but taking a class in English could be really helpful for your English and making it part of your daily life. Think about going to a yoga class or a salsa class or painting or knitting or joining a parenting group in English, you'll find that the conversations you have there really encourage you to get out of your shell and to get out of your comfort zone and just start using English as a means to communicate, as a tool, and not the goal for the whole exercise. The goal should be something else. Finding ways to interact with people around a completely different topic in English is really, really helpful. Another thing you can do to include English in your daily life is to change your internet search language. When you're searching on Google or on YouTube, if you change the search language to English, you're going to find, for the majority of things, you're going to get a lot more results. And in fact, in both of these things, you can change the search language so that you have more than one language. So when you do a search in Google, it'll give you results in your language and it'll give you results in English without translating them. And that's really important. You don't want it translated to another language automatically. If you change your internet search preferences to show English as one of the languages you want your search results in, you're going to automatically start seeing English every day as you do searches for things. If you do it in YouTube, what you're going to find is that you're getting videos in English. And so, you know, if you're looking up a video for how to cook something and you look it up in English, then of course the results will be in English and you'll learn how to cook that thing in English. That's just one example, but again, we're focusing on the message and not on the language. So we're focusing on finding the things that we want to find. And if English is the tool for finding it, then of course, this just becomes part of your everyday life and you're switching to English back and forth on a daily basis. And this can only be good for your English. My fourth mindset tip for you is to challenge yourself to do more in English. Okay, so this is really about mindset. It's about mind over matter and forcing yourself to do something that you may not be comfortable with. So I want you to answer this question. When my English is better, I'm going to, and then I want you to fill in the blank. What are you going to do when your English is better? Whatever you said there, whatever it is you want to do when your English is better, I want you to find ways to do that thing right now. Do not wait for your English to be better to do that thing. So if you're saying, when my English is better, I'm going to start replying to emails in English. Well, the thing is, start replying to emails in English now. If it's really big, so if it feels like overwhelming, if you're talking about, for example, work emails, you may not want to just go out tomorrow and reply to your work emails in English. So go ahead and find someone to email in English now from your personal account and get in the habit of emailing in English. You can do a mini version of your big goals for what you want to be able to do in English. So if you're saying, when my English is better, I'm going to make a presentation to the whole company in English. Well, instead of making that presentation tomorrow, what you can do is go live on your Facebook page and talk about, you know, whatever that thing is that you talk about. Use another venue, use another place for it where it's a little smaller so that you can get practice, you can get in the habit, and there's less pressure. If you want to be able to pick up the phone and answer it when it rings and you know the person on the other end speaks English, then what you can do as a start is make a phone call. Find someone to call, just a quick hello message, and call them. Prepare yourself, decide what you're going to say in this phone conversation, and make the phone call. Get used to doing the thing that you want to be able to do, because that's what's going to make you move forward. Doing that thing is going to make you better able to do that thing. All right. I know it's hard to get your head around, but if there's something you want to be able to do, you have to start doing it. This is really hard. Okay, this is the hardest thing. And so what I want you to do is get a buddy, get an accountability buddy, someone who can say to you, hey, you got this, or you're challenging yourself to do something. You tell your buddy that you're going to do it, and then they can call you up afterwards or send you a message and say, hey, did you do it? How did it go? I have a Facebook group, the Lightning Practice Facebook group, and you can join the group and post in the group that you're going to try something new. And see if someone will be your accountability buddy. I'm in there every day, so if no one else will, I will definitely be your accountability buddy. And if you need more help, if you feel like you need more support in your challenge or doing this thing in English that you've never done before, contact me for coaching sessions. But the key here is get started. You are not going to do it by sitting there wishing you could do it. And the fifth tip that I have for you today, your mindset tip for improving your English, is to be the person that you want to become. Okay? I want you to have no excuses and no apologies. So when someone says, "Do you speak English?" the answer is yes, full stop. Don't make excuses. Don't think of yourself as an English learner, but as an English speaker. You are an English speaker from now on. No more excuses. There's no, "Do you speak English?" "Yes, but blah, blah, blah." Or, "Well, my grammar is not so good," or, "I might make some mistakes." You know, if you make the person you're speaking to focus on the fact that your English may not be perfect, their instinct is then to look for confirmation of what you're saying. They're now listening for your mistakes. I want you to let them focus on your message. If you're speaking English, it's because that person doesn't speak your language. English is a bridge from where you are, your own language, to where they are and their language. If the person is not a native English speaker, then it's like you guys are walking together to the middle of the bridge and having this conversation. You have taken those steps towards them, and so they should be grateful to you for coming towards them and being able to reach out in this language that you can both use to have a conversation. Does the language have to be perfect? No. It has to be good enough to get your point across and to understand them. And if you don't understand, it has to be good enough for you to be able to ask for them to explain or to repeat, and vice versa. But here's the thing. If you're talking to someone whose native language is English, I know a lot of people feel really stressed when it comes to that situation. You have to remember that this person is just standing on their island and you're walking all the way across the bridge to their side. So one thing that you can tell yourself is if they're having trouble understanding your English, go ahead and suggest that they speak your language. If you're a Danish speaker and you're speaking English to a native English speaker and they're like, "Oh, wait, I think you might have made a mistake," you can just suggest to them, "Well, let's do this in Danish and I won't make any mistakes." And very quickly, people will understand that you have gone all the way. You are doing all the work. The least they can do is show you some respect for that. Are you making mistakes? Maybe, but you're making fewer mistakes than they would be making if they were doing it in your language. So let them focus on your message. Don't bring people's attention to the fact that your English isn't perfect. Who cares if it's not perfect? If you're getting your point across and your message is important to them, they don't care about the mistakes that you might make in your English. Okay, let them focus on your message. One of the things you can do is practice your English in the mirror and figure out how to let your personality come through when you speak English. You may be feeling that when you speak English, it doesn't feel like you. It doesn't sound like you. So practice by yourself. Practice so that you can get used to feeling right when you're speaking English. Think about how you could say things that really let your personality shine through. What makes you special when you're speaking your native language? Figure out how to speak English in a way that those things that make you special can come through when you're speaking English. And then that's the focus, who you are, what you have to say, and what makes you special. That becomes the focus of the conversation instead of the fact that maybe your English isn't perfect or maybe your pronunciation is slightly different from how they would have said it. That's no longer important because you're focused on your message. So I'm going to go through the tips once again, these 5 points from today, these 5 mindset tips. And again, you can get the summary notes at lightningenglish.com/tips. But 1 is think of English as a tool and not a goal. 2, focus on the message, not on the language. 3, include English in your daily life. 4, challenge yourself to do more in English. And 5, be the person you want to become. No excuses, no apologies. I hope these 5 mindset tips for improving your English will get you going further along on your path to doing business in English. I'm Chrissia, and I'm looking forward to being here again with you next time for an interview. This is going to be really fun. I'm going to talk to someone who's doing business in English, and we're going to find out what her secrets are and how she manages to do this, and where does she get her confidence from. If you like this episode of Doing Business in English, subscribe and leave a review for me. Go ahead and share it with a friend, and I'll be here with you next time on Doing Business in English.